Today we start Simi Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin is an Isser that is not well known. Shaloi Lase Schaira Midavar Isser. That it's Osir to do business with the Dover Isser. When I was growing up, we had a friend whose father had a sausage factory. We always joked about it. We never thought there might be a question if it's mutter to have a sausage factory or not. The fact is that is. The fact is that there's a prohibition against doing schaira, and we're going to learn the source as one of the first things we're going to learn. This is all in one sif. Let's learn what's on this page, and in order to be able to discuss it, I just have to sort of give you the overview of it. But there's an issa to do business with Dvarim Asurim. We'll talk shortly about the source, the makar of the Isser. We will learn four exceptions. And I'm telling you this ahead of time in case you bring up issues, which are one of these exceptions. We're going to learn about four exceptions. The most famous is Nizdamein Loi, the cases where a person didn't look to do schayr with Devarim Asurim. Nizdamein Loi, it came his way. He's a butcher and they ship meat to him and he finds treifus in some of the meat. So it's Nizdamein Loi. It came his way. He's allowed to do schayro. He's a fisherman. He put out nets hoping to catch kosher fish. And he caught some non-kosher fish. Nizdamein Loi is one heter that we're going to discuss.
That's
the case of the Shechet also? Shechet certainly. Shechet finds the veil. That's a good example. We'll get to that. Good. So one exception is Nizdamein Loi. Another exception is Chaylev. Now, why Chaylev is an exception, we're going to see in the Taz. But you're allowed to do business with Chaylev, with animal fats, even if it's Issa Dairaisa. The third exception... What? Good, you're right. The third exception is a Dove, that's Issa Midrabanan. And Issa Midrabanan, the Mechaber will say that you're allowed to do schayru with. So those are three exceptions. Nizdamein Loi, Chaylev, and things that are Issa Drabanan, you're allowed to do schayru with. And we're going to have in the first shach, things that are not normally eaten, you're allowed to do business with. You can do business with leather, let's say leather belts, they're made out of nevela leather. So you're allowed to. You want to sell pigskin wallets. So you're allowed to sell it because it's not things that come la'achila, although we'll have to see the shach. We'll talk about pet food also, good. So these are the four general exceptions. And let's start by learning the Isser, and then we'll get to the exceptions. Kol davar shasim et ha-Torah, afal bi shemuta ba-hanoah, every yet Isser de-raisa, even if it's muta ba-hanoah, afal bi yasa ba-hanoah, certainly you can't do business with it. So it's not the shach, it's the mechaber. Mechaber says, if it's something that's miyuchid as a food, you're not allowed to do business with it. The shach aleph, don't turn, it'll go to shach aleph, explains. That an exception to this are susim, chamayim, gemalim, which are from Malacha. Even somebody that's normally Ayim Lachila, in Megadlam, and you're raising them, Limshaych Oyreis Bishumnan, Listaka Behen, and you raise them to use their fats to process leather, or you're raising it and selling the fats to someone else who uses it to prepare leather, or to use it lahadlik, well, this is mutter.
This is
mutter.
Futures, like
poker,
like that.
Oh, we're going to talk about stocks and futures. We'll get to that. You have to wait. I have to ask you to wait. We'll get to it. We'll get to it today, Mitz Hashem. These are live animals. Avol bechazir hakoel asa b'shamayis shahayim. But to raise live chazerim, I believe that refers to the incident where they raised the chazir when they were giving them an animal for the carbon tamid. So they made a gzeira on raising chazirim. But otherwise, it's mutter. So this is the heter. Moshe and Etshuva writes that this is the heter for selling dog food, even though it's Nevelos Treifis, but Lamaisa, it's not used for Michael Adam. This is in Yaradeya Chelik Beis Simin Lamed Zayin. Although Ramesha assumes that dog food is not edible for people, and I'm not sure that that's so. That's not edible, but
a lot of it is
basa b'chol. It's also b'hanor. That'd be right. That'd be a more significant problem. Okay. Gzer chazerim. Seems so. Seems Mashiach. Check the Makar. Okay, the first question is, what's the Makar of the Isser? Why is Chayra Asser? From where do you get that Chayra should be Asser? So we're now going to learn a Machlaikis Rishayim. Taisvis and Sachim Chav Gimel says Beferish that it's an Isser Dairaisa. And the Chuvas HaRajba, which we're going to learn in a moment, says that it's an Isser Drabanon Gezeira Shema Yavai Lechol Mehem. If you're going to do business with selling these things, you may come to eat from it. If you look at Shach Beis, the part that's here on the page, he just names on pasht just like the Rajba. Hatam, Shema Yavai Lechol Mehem. And that's why I made a Mechel Tzachil Lechol Mix. So the Shach names on that it's an Isser Drabanon. The Taz, though, in Aleph, brings a Machlaikis. There, Taz Aleph is important for two reasons, the first half and the second half. So let's first see the first half, which is our present discussion. The Taz says, Hatam gezeir shem yavei lechol mehem yotzu chamor v'gamol shadam agadol l'malacha. Frekta Taz v'tomeisi shay b'perek ha'shah m'sachim dafchav gimel isa shu isa deraisa. The Gemara there implies that it's a deraisa, the taninon. Because it brings there a braisa, or Mishnah maybe, from Shvius. Nizdamnu loy minim temeyim. Mutta lo meichrom loy vikechavim. In the Sechta Shvius, when it talks about the Issa to do Schayra with Shemitah, it mentions the Velas Utreifis. And it says, Nizdamnu loy minim temeyim. Mutta lo meichrom loy vikechavim. Mefarish tamad the ksiv lachem. Lachem yiyya la'achla, that it's marba, that not only kosher things you're allowed, but lachem is marba. Nizdamin treifa things are mutta. Uparchinan, I feel like at Chilanami, you mishani shani hacha damakra yiyu bavi asan yiyu v'chein kasu taisa shami deraisahu. So frek the Taz, taisa says it's a deraisa, and he has a rife from a Gemara which means sukim. So Tren the Rashbu says it's a drabanan. V'nira the Rashbu kasev gezei rezu shatayra asra mishum ze midchazinan hetayra mishum lachem v'sura mishum yiyu. Since we find the Torah has a kula and a chumra, harei adover mosur lechachamim sheim yivcharu ma yiyya asa ma yiyya muta, that the chachamim should choose. The Torah, it's innocent eris. The Torah gave it over to the Rabbanon to set up gedarim. Dugma ledover isa malacha dechalmayim perek beis dechagiga. The Rosh says in the first Rosh of Mayakotin that there's a mashmois chalmayim is deraisa, there's a mashmois is malacha chalmayim is the Rabbanon. So the Rosh says that it was Masru Davar L'Chacham. The Torah said there's some gather of Isser, and the Chachamim should choose the Gedarim. V'alkein Danu Chacham, Shebuchol Midi Du Meichel, Yesh Lo Isser, Mishum Shem Yavel Lach, Lai Adam Yuchel L'Malach Amuta. That was the Pshara that the Chachamim made. So if you read the Taz till this period, the Taz ends up, it's a Deraisa. That even like the Rajbo says, Shem Yechel Mimenu, the Rajbo is only explaining the Torah has an Isser. What's the gedder of the Isser? So the Torah is explaining that this is the gedder of the Isser. That's what it says in the until now. But then the Taz says, Shuv Reisi B'Chumas Hadeshen Simin Rei Shekasa B'Shem Gilyan Taisvis the Hak Drosha Havas Machta. So he says, I have a Chumas Hadeshen who says that the whole thing is a Drabanan. And I asked the Kasha from Sukkim. Chumas Hadeshen says that's an Asmachta B'Yalma. Okay, now let's stop here for a minute. So the first half of this Taz brings Tutzdadim, he seems to be night at the end that it's a drabban, and he seems to accept the Trumas Hadeshin. But what? Lukuliyama, that maybe even Taisus holds away. So in the first half of the Taz, he wanted to say Lukuliyama is Dairaisa. Even the Rajbal is Dairaisa. And the second half, he's saying from Trumas Hadeshin, that could be Kuliyama holds it's a drabban. Ledina, there's a machlaikis in the Yehuda and the Chassam Sefer. There's some cipher paskins that it's a Dairaisa and Yeredeya, I think Kuftalim and Kuvav, which we're going to learn next week in the Pesach Tshuva. There's a long Pesach Tshuva here. And the Naida Yehuda names on that it's a Darabanan. The Archa Shulchan also names on that it's a Darabanan. It seems to be a machlaikis lahalacha if it's Dairaisa or Darabanan. And they're going to be tremendous nafkaminis halacha lamaisa if it's a Dairaisa or Darabanan. Because according to the Rajba, it's a gezeira you might come to eat from it. It's a gezeira you may come to eat from it, and it's a gezeira which comes with exceptions, because something like raising an animal for work is mutter, because there's no metzias of coming to eat from it. One of the nafkaminis would be buying stocks in McDonald's. Somebody wants to buy stocks in McDonald's, so you're doing schaira b'davar ha'asur, you're becoming a partner in a business that deals with tarfus. But if the gezeira is shema yavoy lechom imenu, you all know that just because you own stocks doesn't give you a right to eat anything, to eat things that are there. So it's a tremendous nafkamina when it comes to stocks, or as the Taz is going to say, and the Pesach Tshuva is going to bring, it's a nafkamina with people who do business with things that they never see. They find a supplier and they find a purchaser, and all they do is the paperwork. They... import export companies, they don't touch it, they don't see it, they just make arrangements. So this is a tremendous nafkamina now. According to the Rashba's Gzera Shama Yavai Lachom Imenu, and the Gzera wasn't a light plug. The Gzera was originally made with exceptions for things that you won't come to eat. So then here it should be mutter. If you hold to the Sederi Aisa though, then it's a little hard to be makel unless you'll say that the Rashba's Svar is a Svar of the Daraisa. Maybe. Because of the he brings himself that's why they were matir. The Raja brings himself that's the reason they were matir to do dvar masurim, to do susim v'chamayir v'gmalim. That's the reason that they were matir. The first two lines of the Taz, he says the hatam zeshem lachmen yatzu chamar v'gamo shalom gadol l'malach. So you see that it was made with exceptions.
The product has to be altered, or even canned clothes or product. Right?
I assume it's even closed.
Yeah,
same
with
other size. So, because he's saying it's Xeris Hakasov, Lochem comes to be mat in this damn line. That's Adarav, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, why isn't this damn in Mutter? Because of the Pasik Lochem. So it's Takamashma that the Derais itself made the exception. Right, he brings the Gemara, it says Psachim Chav Gimel. So he brings Nizdam Loi Minim Tei Mutal Lomaychon Loi Vekachavim Tamad Iksiv Lachem Shal Lachem Yehei Lachem Yehei Lachla is by Dvar Mamutarim, and by Dvar Mamutarim we have a Reboy, and we understand that Reboy is that
by
it's not Marbit Lachila, but
I
assume so.
Lachem Yehei Lachla
Bakayre that Lachem Yehei
what?
Is it only a Nayach?
Right
there, it's a Pasuk in Nayach. Okay. You have to look at Pesachim Chav Gimel. I neglected to take a look. We'll get to that. Give me a minute. We'll get to it. So about stocks, there is another heter. Like the Rashba, stocks are mutter. There's a tziruf. There's a Tshuvas HaMarshag. The Marshag lived between the two world wars. So stocks already existed, and it was after the crash of 1929. So he says very accurately that stocks, owning stocks has absolutely nothing to do with owning the business. All it is a gambling arrangement where it's tied to the value of the stock. The stocks don't go up and down based on... Don't go up and down based solely on how well they do in the marketplace, because it has a lot to do with faith in the economy. You know, there's a stock market crash, so Coke went down. People don't buy less Coke or Pepsi because they're unemployed. They buy just as much Coke and Pepsi. They may buy less of other things. But if you can take delivery, you're right, and it's different. Do they actually carry enough of this stuff for everyone to take delivery?
It's not a thing to take delivery. But can you go and
okay, at any rate. Yeah, you can't. It's insignificant. You mean if they take your money and don't give it back, you won't mind? To you, it's significant. To them, it's insignificant. No, you see, you're right. You can't go in and eat. You can't walk in and say, listen, I own this place. Give me a free. You can't do that. That's true. Companies that sell all types of things. So you actually want to say Yesh Breira Lakula. You want to say Ein Breira Lakula. That I own that and not that. No, it's true. A company like Coke owns a bunch of other companies, probably, which well, it has to be something that goes up in value. I mean, like every shutvis is breira. I think it says that there's only breira by shutvis when you make a chalukah, it's nizbar lamafreya. That's breira. But if you're never making a chalukah, I don't know if you could say breira. Breira is where eventually it's niskalek, so it's retroactive. But here, where it's never going to be niskalek,
it's a bigger problem.
It's a hanos, it's a bigger problem.
You're not allowed to own,
and it's also people, preferably, you should sell it with the chametz.
Is there a heter for that?
There's a tshuva of the Michas Yitzchak. In one of his volumes, the first 8 tshuvas are about corporations. Mm-hmm. He has a piece on ribbis and corporations, a piece on chametz with corporations. He goes through a bunch of different isurim. The heter of corporations is that that there's no personal ownership. And the debate is whether halacha could recognize such a thing as things which are ownerless but not hefker. They belong to an entity, and the entity has nothing to do with a human being. No, because Ramesh's heter is based on the fact that there's no personal liability. That even if I owned a loan, but let's say you lend me money, and my deal with you is there's no personal liability, you can only take it from my house. You can only take it from my business. You know, house values never go down. So you lend me money based on a house. So Ramesh holds that smut has nothing to do with a corporation necessarily. Ramesh holds that the personal liability. Yeah, I think... In the case of chametz, if it's a majority owned by Jews, it would probably be a problem. It would be chametz shavuot Pesach. It would be a problem. All the whiskey, the problems with the bourbon. They found a whole new list of whiskey companies that are Jewish owned. We have a list upstairs on the bulletin board. And I've had many people come to me and tell me they own bottles of whiskey. And they have one very extreme case of someone who invested tens of thousands of dollars in whiskey. He does it for a living, and he owns a lot of the whiskey that now seems to belong to Jews. I just bring your attention, if you have whiskey in the house, either drink it quickly or check the list, because in general, I don't drink whiskey. Well, one reason is I don't like it, but I also don't like to drink things that don't have a hechsher. So it just comes out that way. Anyway, let's get back to here. All right, so Chiddush number one is a Machlokes Rishonim, Pashtus, a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashi, it's Deraisa, a Machlokes Nedivinach Sefer LaHalacha, it's Deraisa Drabanan. We do have to say that the Taz and Shach are Mekel. Taz and Shach being Mekel is a very strong Tzad Lakula. Nevertheless, we find in the Pesach Machrayim two Shitas. Now, there's a second half to this Taz. There's a Klal HaTaz HaYadua. Many of you heard of it, but don't know what comes from here. There's a rule of the Taz, which we'll learn now. The Taz has a klal that the Rabbanon don't have the kayach to create a Issed Rabbanon on a heter hamafurish bekra. If the Torah says beferish that something is mutter, the Rabbanon can't come along and aser it totally. They can't say that mid Rabbanon, you can't do this. The Taz is in three places, in Yeredei and Arachayim and Chayshim Mishpat. In Arachayim, he says why the Red Chazal didn't aser bris milah on Shabbos, because you might carry the knife, just like they asked in Shofar, because you might carry the Shofar. They asked the lulav, you might carry the lulav. They asked the Megillah, you might carry the Megillah. So why didn't they aser bris milah? You might carry the milah knife. See, there are a number of terutz, but the Taz's terutz is that since it's a special pasuk to be mata himol yimol, I think it is a special pasuk to is it bayam hashmini that we have a special pasuk to be mata bris milah on Shabbos. So something that the Torah specifically was matir, Chazal have no kayach to asamid rabbanon. Now we'll discuss it. First, let's see the Taz inside. It's the second half of Taz Aleph. We're up to the first wide line. Ela de koshli mashkas tais perk lo vagoz la flamites. Lin yishvi is ela shaine. Efsha kaina mekhaber kde la harvia filim kar biyaker. Dainu nami schaira. Someone who buys and sells, that's schaira. Doesn't have to be you raise the animal. If you buy the animal and sell, it's also schaira. Perk dal de shvi is tena. Eino is in schaira and perish shvi is. Loi be pchairis, loi be trumas, loi be nevelis, ve trefis. Loi mishkacha shi yukulum shavim li yischaira al b'kai gavdad vehed yishari rachmana limkar kediksiv ay mochal in achri. It says by nevela. It says l'gerisha b'sharecha tenet ala achla ay mochal in achri that you could sell it to a guy. V'mi'isa this is chayra b'dvarim tamei me'ani ala midrabanan. If it's true that this is chayra this is rabanan my mechich in taisis m'nevelis and treifis when I'm passing to mochal in achri. We just wanted to say that even Taisus holds it to Drabanan. So what's the right from the Pasik? Dahasam, Vaday Mutem in Atayra, La Drabanan Asrua, Masitakam, Drabanan, Heim Shavin. Nirul Tarets, the Ein Kayach Biyat Chachamim Lesser Davish Apirsha Tayra Beferish Lahatir, the Ein Kayach Biyat Chachamim Lahachmir, El Bamakim Shein Bailey Isav Lehetam Beferish Menatayra. The Chiddish of the Taz is that the Rabbanon don't have a kayach to create an Issa de Rabbanon on a hetam of Furish Bekra. That's the Taz's Chiddush, and this has numerous applications. One of Rav David Cohn's Arichasin in his Gvul Yavitz is he brings, I think in the original Gvul Yavitz, about 30 or 40 applications of this, and as the years go on, you know, he always prints more and more. So I think by now, you know, only Tayag Mitzvahs maybe he has that many applications to this. He has many, many applications of this particular Taz. I'd like to mention to you, first of all, that there are two possible Makairais in Rishayim. Ramesh and Etshuva says it's not the Chiddush HaTaz, it's the Chiddush HaKesef Mishnah. Where's the Kesef Mishnah? In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that Melech loydon v'loydon in Isai. That the Gemara in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin says you're not let a king can't be a judge and he can't be a defendant in a case in court. So the Gemara says why? Because there was a maisa with Yanaya Melech. Yanaya Melech lost the court case and he took it out on the judges. So they said that you can't melchay David. The Gemara says chutz memalchus beis David. How do you know chutz memalchus beis David? So the Kesef Mishnah asks, says chutz memalchus beis David because Shenemar brings a pasuk. It brings about the pasuk in Yirmiyah and Chafalef. I think that the Kayamar Hashem lo beis David danu mishpat, something like that. That is a pasuk. Kesef Mishnah says, what do you mean? The pasuk in Yirmiyah was before Yanei Melech. Yanei Melech was the second base of Mikdash. So of course he judged. The Chazal didn't answer it until the second base of English. The end of the second base of English. So David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, they judged. Yehoshaphat judged. So what's the effect of Kesef Mishnah? What's the Gemara bringing a raya from a pasuk that ain't done in Melech Leidon V'Leidon in Isai? Chutz Malchus based David. Maybe when they asked it based David also. And for the Kesef Mishnah, that since it's a Beferish pasuk, the Rabbanan didn't answer it. It's mukhrif to Rabbanan didn't ask it. So the Ramesha writes that it's not a chiddush of a taz, it's a chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. And since the Kesef Mishnah is chiddush, it gives it much more weight. There's a taisus in Kiddushim, when we learn Masechtas Kiddushim on Daf Yoram at Aleph by Mashkin, which also, I'm sorry, the Chesam at Beis, by Mashkin, I don't mean Mashkin with a kuf, schnapps, I mean Mashkin when you take security from someone. Tzedakah Tiyalacha. The Gemara says, Bal Chayiv Kaimer, B'Yitzchak Bal Chayiv Kain a Mashkin. If you give me a Mashkin, I'm kain it. It's not that it's still yours and you still owe me money. Mashkin is a type of pirayin. You give me the Mashkin, now you don't owe me the money. I have the Mashkin, but it's on a deal. I'm not allowed to use it. If you pay me, I have to give you back the Mashkin. It's a payment with a condition. So how do you know that has pshat in the Pasik? So Taisa says, because it says, Usavar Cheka. It says by an almana, you should give her back to sleep with it at night, if it's a pillow or a cover, and she'll give you a bracha. So Taisa says, it's ribis devarim. Someone lends you money, and Allah give them brachas. So it's a raya, that bachayv kaita mashkin. So the kasha is, ribis devarim is a drabanon. It's a drabanon. What's the raya? Minat Torah, she could give you a bracha. So we understand that Taisa is the same way. I think the Meritzchias in the back of Kedushin says this, that it's the fee klal ataz. That if the Torah would say that someone lends you money with Sevar Chekosh, she could give you a bracha, then the Rabbanu couldn't ask him in this Devarim. So it's very geschmack. We have a possible taisvis. It's more clear from the Kesef Mishnah. And we have this rule that something that's a beferish pasuk in the Torah, the Rabbanu don't have a kayach to ask. Here's Shefer Bechlal of Kleishir. Okay. There's some Geshmaka Kashis on this. One of the most Geshmaka Kashis is how Chazal Asid Yichud Penuya. We find Bayaz and Rus were Miyachid. Chazal Asid Yichud Penuya, they made a Gzeira in the time of Amnon, the mice of Amnon the Tamar. They made a gezeira on Yichud Penuya. It's a fair shapasik. It's my shahaya, but it's a fair shapasik. Why isn't Rusa Miyachid? So the teretz that's often is that you can't bring a raya from a maisa shahaya. You can only bring a raya from the pasik saying something. Not my shahaya. They bring a raya because I just mentioned to you, Melech Leidon Veleidon, and I say they bring the pasik in Yirmiya. Something like Koyamar Hashem Lebeis David, Danu Mishpat. Why don't they bring the Pasuk earlier? That the Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech sat in judgment, David sat in judgment, even Avshalom sat in judgment. Why don't they bring those Pasukim? Because those Pasukim are Ma'aseh Shehayah. So maybe for Ma'aseh Shehayah it's not such a raya. But for a Pasuk, that's Balash and Tzavah, so that's a possible teretz.
It's a kasha on
the concept,
it's a kasha on Bayez.
It's a kasha on... But at the time Bayez did it, there was no Issa Pnuya. Right, David was later, it was his Eidekel. So... another kasha as a Levi, I like this kasha. The Gemara says that Ezra made a takana because Leviim didn't come up to be El Regal, that Leviim shouldn't get Ma'aseh Sheni. It's Fersh and Pasuk Leviim get Ma'aseh. It shouldn't get Ma'aseh Rishon. It's Fersh and Pasuk that Leviim get Ma'aseh Rishon. Now the truth is a machlekes to Rambam in Tosfos, if there were guys that Leviim shouldn't get. Well, they said, Lavdavka Levim, you can give it to Kayanim. So if you hold Lavdavka Levim, give it to Kayanim, they weren't Iker the Pasik. But if you hold that that the Isser was out and out Isser, then it's a problem. So the Michas Chinuch is this Kasha. He says it's a riot to the Rishayim that Meiser Bezman Azed Rabbanon. Meiser Bezman Azed Rabbanon, maybe there's no Beferish Pasik. What? It's more than what it's a mitzvah. So certainly, I just got okay. Maisa was a drabanan by the yeah, so it wasn't. As a second by series, it wasn't Rav Yeshua Halel. Is that the reason? So it wasn't Rav Yeshua Halel the second Beis Hamikdash either.
It was funny, but there was no Levim there, yeah? No, Levim came up.
Few Levim came. Few Levim.
You can't
few
say no Levim.
Some Levim came, just not many. They were underrepresented. I want to tell you, Gishmak Akasha from Chuvas Chasam Sefer, I think there's a very logical teretz. So I'm telling you ahead of time. The Chuvas Chasam Sefer in Likutim, in Chelek Vav, he has a Chuva Nun Beis. He asks how Chazal could aser, make a cheirim even, against taking two wives. So beferish pasik ki siyena leishtei nashim. Beferish pasik. So my sishoy, you can't bring a raya as people had to. But here, ki siyena leishtei nashim.
So,
ki siyena leishtei nashim.
You can have two
wives. There's a better teretz, I think. All right, Dr. Stein says a very good teretz. You're not allowed to have two wives that are achas ahuva, achas sanua. But if you have two ahuvas, then she's not sanua b'masel, then you can take it. Okay. I thought it's mechlal not a kasha. Tell me if I'm wrong. When you read the parsha, kiseitze, kisiena lishtei nashim, achzuva sanua, voya ben abachar basnia, lo yuchal avakas ben ahuva, pnei ben asnua abachar. Where does it say that he has both of them at the same time? The parsha says the man has a child from one wife, the man has a child from another wife. He can't give b'chayra to one. It's a very posh test, but some sefer doesn't say it. No, he had a happy marriage. Neither could be, neither are alive. Okay. Torah, the king could have, so maybe there's no chayim regeshim against kings? I don't know. The king could have, la yarba la noshim, this master could have some. Yeah. So now I don't have a teretz to. My teretz is not to that. What about that? The king, la yarba la noshim, it's a mashmais, he could have a few. So la yarba la noshim. So Gemara says, la yarba la, he's going to have many. But a few he could have, up to 18, there's not so many. So it's also beforeish, sort of beforeish. Maybe it's only a melech. So the chayim regeshim doesn't apply to kings.
I wouldn't have started up with a king.
One last kasha. Chazal asked pasakum. It says al devara shalaykin lo eschem belechem ubamayim. Seems to say that you, if they bring you lechem, you could eat it.
They just had to be
doing
it eat it.
They would have brought everyone to eat it. So you have tinnitus, it's like a person has tinnitus. I don't really need what you give me, but at least you should have given me. I'll tell you the truth. I saw there's a sefer, a very nice sefer, Mishalo Rav, on Parshas Kisei. So he brings this teretz. The advar shal kidmu eschem, it wasn't because we wanted to eat the bread. It's chasaron in the midas of the Bnei Amin that they didn't come to you. They don't know if you're allowed to eat the bread or not. So advar shal kidmu eschem, it doesn't really say you're allowed to eat it. It's just a tiny bit that they didn't greet you.
Okay.
It was. I mean, he said buying, he didn't say bread. Okay. 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 All right, there was certainly Ogzera Pasaka at the time. The question is later, how Chazal could ask her. Maybe they left a hetero paspalter is enough that they didn't totally ask the pasuk that we protect. All right, there's a nitziv in Hamik Shaila, very geshmak in nitziv. I think it's Kuf Pei Tes, Shmait Ois Kuf Pei Tes. He says Shiltas Kuf Pei Tes. He has a very nice explanation of something that's hard to understand. We know mitzvah by Yosef Mebishluchai by a mitzvah better than send a shliach to do a mitzvah. Do it yourself, and we all do that. What about by a hechsher mitzvah? By a hechsher mitzvah, you get a shliach to do the hechsher mitzvah, or do you do it yourself? So it's a funny thing. When it comes to baking matzahs, people are mahadir to go bake it themselves. When it comes to putting up a sukkah, so it's brought in halacha such a thing that but Yom Kippur should go right away and be Isaac and building a sukkah. When it comes to cutting a shofar off a ram, or picking an esrog off a tree, in America we don't have it, in Israel they have. So why is it when it comes to certain mitzvahs, people go and they prepare the mitzvah biyadayim? And when it comes to most mitzvahs, the hechsher mitzvah of a mitzvah, we don't find that a person goes and he sews the batim of his tefillin. You're not a sefer, but you could sew the batim clothes. You know, things you could do yourself. We never heard that somebody should go and do it himself. Why is it that some mitzvahs people are mahadir to do and some mitzvahs not? So the Netziv has a beautiful geder, which he hints to this taz as a sort of a remez to. He says something with the hechsher mitzvah is mefurish b'kra. When it says beferish in the Torah, ushmartem es hamatzos, the Torah says make the matzos, or it says chakasuk is taseh lecha. It says loshev taseh. If the pasuk says words of making it, then it's good. Shofar says yam tru yilachem. It doesn't say go pick it. Lukachtem lachem. It says darba minim. It doesn't say go make it, go pick it. So things that are things that people do. Things where the Torah spelled out a mafurish b'kra to make it, so it's a hinder to be mekayim pashto sakra. Things that the Torah didn't spell out b'feirish, that is no hinder. Now he doesn't bring, but it happens to be that when it comes to making tzitzis, also many people are mahadah to make tzitzis. It says v'asu lehem tzitzis. So maybe that's why people are mahadah also in the making of tzitzis. But lemaisa, well, the Rav Palm told me let someone else do it. You better learn. When it came to making tzitzis, but actually he didn't know that wasn't the case. I once had on my tzitzis, you know, he's supposed to have a certain number of times around, and the last one was off by a bunch of them, so I was going to take it apart and fix it. So Rapam said better learn a Mishnah and leave it as is. That's what he told me. So you know, the exact number is not makiv in the mitzvah. It's I don't know if he was telling it to me as a klal to everybody, or just he was trying to tell me Musa that I should learn. But okay. Yeah. At any rate, it's a very nice geder, and there's an extension of this in the Aruch HaShulchan by Shiluach HaKein. And Shiluach HaKein, the halach is you send away the mother, you're not mechuyev to take the bird. You're not mechuyev to take the egg. The minig is that you take. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings the reason is because it's a heter mafurish b'kra. It's a maisa mafurish b'kra. The pasuk says, "Vabodim tikach lach." So memela, that's why it's very nice this whole hagdara of a davar mafurish b'kra being different. Okay, let's get back to our sugya, the dinim of schayra. Right, if you turn back, let's learn some of the pisrei tshuvas here, and some of the particulars of the Isser which we just spent time on. Let's start with Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. Kol Davar Sha'aser. I am b'sefer Pritaya. Shematir es hadam lischar boy. Says you're allowed to sell blood. Kivan de iskish lamayim. You hear reason? Kivan the iskish lamayim, al aretz is pechenu kamayim. It's a hekish tamayim, just like you're allowed to do business with water, you're allowed to do business with blood. I'm choosing to be with the tinyana shehiskim imay. Peladik is chiddush. You hear? You're allowed to do. I would think you're allowed to do business with blood because people don't eat blood. He says you're allowed to do business with blood. It's iskish lamayim. Then he adds in brackets, chikasu tshuvas hamsefer v'hisavai. Do hadin eiver minachai iskish ladam. So you have here in Aleph, it doesn't come up that much, but he says you're allowed to do business with dam and eva menachai. It's also so therefore what?
So why is it?
There's no bearing. They don't know. He's not selling to a Jew, he's selling to a guy.
A guy's also
mitzvah in eva menachai. So he is selling to eva menachai too. Dog food. What? Lefnei de lefnei by goyim. Lefnei de lefnei goyim. That's what I don't understand. Dam is not eaten, so why? Could it be that they add dam to food? It says, the Gemara says they used to put dam on the meat to make it look fresh. The Gemara says they used tzoveya, they used to, what? But there is it to eat. They use it for probably. What? For gravy? Oh, okay. It was used for gravy. So maybe they used it for gravy. The guy used it for gravy. All right, so here's your answer. That they were shtufim bedam. Okay. So, what? Ox blood they sell. Ox blood pie. And it's made out of ox blood. Really? Okay. All right, I didn't know that they actually... So it must taste good, okay.
Okay. Drink,
yeah, but I never saw anybody. Alright, okay. Alright, bays, Pisachuva bays. Because the Torah says, L'sachos Sadan, so you can't be Machter. I was just going to come, I am, it's Klal Uprat, so we're Mefarit something. No, so the Klal is that it's also Bachila, and then. We have a miyot, which is bays. Listen to this one. Min haTorah ein beretiv shorah marit shekosah b'shem beis hillel l'lachatchila osa liknois peiris mitulayim l'maychu an laiv yekechavim. Pelet v'kechumra. You're not allowed to do business with fruits that have worms in them. You're going to sell it to a guy, not to a yid. V'apichad ha'shchay l'kalav.
Can I sell Roman?
The bottled water is filtered. It's all filtered.
You want to know if it's fish or
not fish? Not filtered the way we filter.
Yeah, you think the copper pots make their way into bottled water? I don't think so. I don't think so. I'll tell you the truth. Even the soda you buy from the fountain, the soda fountains, all the soda fountains that come from Coke and Pepsi have triple filters. They have very. They filter the water very much because they're very concerned with the taste of the Coke and the Pepsi. Yeah. That's what the Machshirim said. They went and they checked. What they did is they went to the stores without the Coke in it. They let the water through the fountain. They took the water and they checked it, and it's clean.
So that's what they do.
The same thing with most of the commercial ice cube makers also have filters on them. And that's people ask. They go out to eat, or they go to a lounge. The commercial, not the ones in the refrigerators, but the commercial ice cube things also have filters on them. But at any rate, what's schwer about this is that when you buy broccoli and sell broccoli, you're not selling the bugs. You're not doing schwer with the bugs. You don't get paid extra for it. I mean, technically, if it's sold by weight, I guess you're getting paid. But you're not doing business with the bugs. It's very strange. He says, I am prima godim, simen peidal. The prima godim basically says that the taz is simen peidal. It says it's mutter. The taz there talks about whether you're allowed to sell vegetables that have bugs to goyim. If you chayshish to goyim, I'm going to sell to yid. But he doesn't say, it's a schayra. The prima godim says, we see that there's no isser. It's very hard to understand the isser. Now, if you think dealing business in these things is a funny shayla, look in the Yad Ephraim what his Shaila is. Yad Ephraim Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph. Dovar Miyuchad Lamaichel. Ayin Berheita B'Shulchan Aruch U'Bishal Sechuvis Ginas Veradim Chelak Yeridei Klasim Adalid Daite De Mumia. Mumia is a mummy. The question is, are you allowed to do business with mummies? V'hu Basar Meis Adam Shechaitin Eisai Besamim, and that's the flesh of dead bodies that are preserved. Umisrapim boy, and they use it for refua. Also ba'achilu uschayra. The loyka haramba mumarik shematirim mishenifsan mechilas kela va'afro bi'almahu. So the sheil shuvas ginas v'radim holds that there's an issa. V'hu kos of lasa mishum shenehenem ibasar ames. Now let me explain this before we go weiter. There's a machlokes, the mechaber, and the gra. If a dead body is mutter or osir bahanoa. Now, a dead body of a yid, the Gemara says, is osir sham sham and Miriam. It's a by Miriam and tikavish sham Miriam. It's a be'egla rufa. It says sham benachal. Varfu sham benachal. So sham sham egla rufa, that it's osir bahanoa. So machlaikis in Hilchas Aveilos between the machaber and the gra, if ledina is machlis rishayim, if may say akum are osir bahana, or the machaber I think says it's osir and the gra holds that it's muta bahana. Yesterday we were learning Navi here Shalshu. This time we had the case of David Amelech being mekadish his wife with the arlus pelishtim. The gemara says chazi l'shunra is worth a prutik a feeder to a pet. And the Arlois Pelishtim, L'chayr Tzaraya, Pashas Tzaraya, that a mace is Mutabana. Because he took the Arlois Pelishtim, unless we had to teach that he took it off of them when they were alive. But anyway, the point is that there is a Machlaikis Rishainim, if Mesei Akum, Amutar Bahana, Asa Bahana. Now, it is Negea Ladina, it is Negea Lahalacha in two circumstances. One is when people go to medical school. People in medical school practice on cadavers. They practice on cadavers all the time. And the Shaila is, if it's mutter or asur, Moshe has a tshuva, and he says that letzairach, you could be samach on the gra, that it's mutter bahadah, that's his psak. When I had, in 95, when I had my first surgery on my leg, so they took out the femur, the bone, and there were two ways of doing it, either with a metal rod or with a cadaver bone. The myelin, a cadaver bone, was that you had the muscles that they reattached to it had better, you had better mobility with that bone, and with a metal rod, it's not the same. So at the time when they had to ask me to choose, I was thinking about this machlokes, the mechaber and the gra, whether I should really use a cadaver bone. You can say it's a guy. Although I asked them where it comes from, they said the bone bank is in Miami Beach. But I assume the bones come from all over the place, and most Yidden don't, at least for me, Yidden don't give their bodies. But anyway, the Sayyid Rav Palm said to make a decision based on what's best, and if it turns out that way, to be samach on the gra. So I did use a cadaver bone, but my first one only lasted a year, and when it had to be redone, I had too much mobility. I think I jerked it out of place. So my doctor was very nice. He said, "Oh, that's..." I spoke at a convention. I said, "Yours is the last one I'm doing with a cadaver bone." I told him, "Yashkayach, you're learning on me." And anyway, so I no longer have it, but it's a shayla. I once had a call in Camp. I was in Camp Agoda. Someone called. He's a medical school, and they were practicing. And he said the cadaver that they're about to dissect, he has bris milah. So he asked me whether he's allowed to. So I told him, let's think statistically. There are 150 million males in America, and there are 3 million Jewish males, or 2.5 million Jewish males. Of the 2.5 million Jewish males, even let's say 2 million have bris milah. Of the 150 million Goyish males, so 75 million have. The numbers are so great that it's incredible. You're saying they don't do Priya. It's not true that they always don't do Priya. I think for infection, they tend to do Priya. The doctors here are aware? What? What? Darla comes off. The question is if you could tell on the bris. At any rate, I told him odds are it's still a guy, and he could be Samach on the Mechilim. But at any rate, I told you there are two nafkaminas. Just one nafkamina has to do with medical school. Transplants of someone who dies. It's interesting, Ramesh has a tshuva. The only transplant they do from people who are dead, according to Ramesh's tshuva, all the transplants they do are from people who are alive, so there's no Isser HaNoah. Except the cornea transplant. Halachically alive, the Harvard...
So how could both Jews be transferred if it's taken from someone that's alive? It can't be.
I don't mean to be the surgeon. I mean to be the recipient. Yeah. I mean, how could you be a recipient?
No, if you're still alive, you can't allow somebody that's surgeon to take
I don't allow him, but he's going to do it anyway. Oh, no, to donate. Yeah. Most, except for Rabbi Tendler, who holds differently, I think all the Paiskim hold that it's us, or the Paiskim I know about, will hold that donating. Jewish Action have an ad with a bunch of. So you have to call them. You have to ask them. I don't know. I only know the Gris Moshe. Gris Moshe says it's osur. It's osur to take from a dead body. Right. No, kidney you give when you're alive. That's not a problem. No. He's asking about. He's in them though. There are. In as far as I know, in the Chassidish and Shivish world, there are none. But in the modern Orthodox world, there are Orthodox rabbis who hold of the Harvard criteria of brain death to be dead. And so the kasha is that they're asking is if you hold that the person is alive, how can you do it? The answer is not for now, it's arichus. But getting back to us, we're talking now about hanor from a mace. So as I said, one example of hanor from a mace is medical needs. There's a second. As you may well know, there are in museums dead cadaver parts. As a matter of fact, there's an exhibition. It's an exhibition by the South Street Seaport of bodies, which I personally think is horrible. I don't think it's German technology. I believe it. The question then is whether Mare Yosh by Mishum Misr Hanoah. The Gemara is a sugi of Kol Reyach Umare, by Mishum Misr Hanoah. And the question is how we paskin. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. And the question is whether we paskin Mare Yosh by Mishum. And I think we paskin Mare Yosh by Mishum Misr Hanoah. Whether looking at something for knowledge rather than the pleasure of beauty, is that called Hanoah? When you look at, when the Gemara says Kol Reyach Umare, it means something that is aesthetically pleasant, that you get pleasure from looking at. Things that you look at to learn from, the question is whether that's included in the Isser Hanoah. And the argument is that it's not. You're not metapel with it, you look at it. And the argument is, whether it's correct or not, I don't have a maramokim, but that would be a head. So those are the two shaylas of Hanoah from a mace, Mase Yakum, that on the Gab is Manazeh, Mase Yisrael's no shaylah. Rather, I had a student in Talmud of the Yeshiva who went to medical school. He didn't get in here, so he went to a medical school in Eretz Yisrael. And beforehand, he got a letter from them that they would not require him to do anything on Jewish cadavers. It seems in Israel, most of the cadavers are Orientals. I don't know, they import the bodies from China, sells bodies, maybe. So after they remove the organs, they send the rest of the body. I don't know. So anyway, he got a dispensation from them that he's not going to have to, a letter that he's not going to be forced to do. But, what? The Mitzrim, we saw the Mitzrim, we also had an offer from it. Okay, good. Oh, I mentioned the corny. Ramesha has a tremendous chiddush. Ramesha writes that there's no iser nibble hames on procedures that are done to chayim. He says, for example, let's say they want to take blood. They want to draw blood from the mace. And from that, they'll see why he died for medical reasons. So Ramesha says, since drawing blood from a mace is it's invasive, but it's not the type of invasive procedure that we consider to be a major thing. It's done routinely, so therefore he says it's mutter. Ramesha, if I recall correctly, writes about removing the cornea, that it's not invasive enough, even though a healthy person would never remove his cornea, but it's not invasive enough to be usher on it's not to be called nivel hames. And I think, if I recall correctly, it's a Prince of Tshuva that he is matir, that he's matir this. And, since you're removing it, they remove from the recipient, you need to put in the fresh cornea. Okay. Yes. Right. Yeah, well, if I had French fries, the potatoes are mutter, and the oil is treif, I would say you're not allowed to do schayra. Because the oil is a major part of the French fry. But by the bugs and the vegetables, I'm made it to you. Nobody cares about the bugs. Even the garden, they're not looking for the bugs. So it seems to be something that should be more to you. Not doing schar with the bugs. The bugs are there incidentally. Okay. Ramesh's heter is not to have anor from a mace. His heter is othnibal a mace. If you hold the Jewish body is also about anor, and everyone holds that way, I don't think Ramesh is mad here. Yeah, because once he dies, it's also about anor. I think so. Okay. To goyim or to Jews? You're not allowed to sell to Jews unless you present it as something that needs to be cleaned. You're not allowed to sell fresh broccoli. It's also to sell fresh broccoli to a Jew. You're not allowed to sell fresh broccoli to secular Jews. How can you sell fresh broccoli to secular Jews? What? Alright. You're talking about Slifnei Iver, and then we're talking. There's a heter by a Friar Yid. See, you're talking about Slifnei Iver. There's a heter. Selling is also Lifnei Iver. You're still not doing schayer with bugs. The problem is Lifnei Iver, so when it's, as you know, when it's Chariv Redenara, it's not Lifnei Iver, it's called Misayeya. There's an Issa Drabana, Misayeya De Avera. They could buy it down the block and you're selling it to them. The Shach and Naidi Behuda and Dagom Ravava, Paskin, that the Issa Misayeya De Avera does not apply to a Mummer, to somebody who's Avera freely. Chazal didn't prohibit a Messiah de Avera by a Mummer, whatever the Makar is, but it's a Fair Shashach and Dagom Ravava. The Magen Avraham argues, the Magen Avraham holds its Aser. But people who are in many types of business, really any lawyer has to rely on the Shach, because any lawyer draws up contracts, almost every contract has a penalty clause that calls for ribis, which you're not allowed to, it's even to draw up the contract. But since it's only Messiah, they can, if you don't draw it up, someone else will draw it. So for a Mummer, you have a heter. The heter is that for a mummer.
Who's a
mummer
today?
A mummer is somebody who's freely iver, who's not makbid on the aveira. It doesn't mean that he's a mummer. A tinnik shenishba is also mutter.
Rebbe,
it means if he himself is not
makbid.
In regard to this dogma of Ava, the way Dogma of Ava explains the shach, it applies to tinnik shenishba too. It means if he's not makbid, you don't have to be makbid.
I would venture to say most people buying, or many people buying, crook people go shopping, don't check. Anyway.
I can't answer that. I hope it's not true. But
okay,
at any rate, I do think that those who sell Andy Boy lettuce, which has a sticker on it with Hebrew letters, and if you're able to get a magnifying glass and read the Hebrew letters, it says, Tzricha Bedika Mitaylaim. It says it's no good. And those who sell it, I think, is a terrible avla. Those who make it, those who sell it, it's an awful thing. Nobody reads the Hebrew letters. They buy it. It has Hebrew letters. It means it's kosher. It's a terrible thing. Okay. Okay, at any rate, Mitzvah Shem will continue on Tzom Gedalia Tov Shenayin Aleph and Mitzvah Shem next week. The pie started a little late. The davening in the time is laning, so we'll start probably in the lift at 9. A good convention, everybody.